Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 14. These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. This was one of the scriptures read at church last Sunday, and even though many people get lost, as they should, in the gorgeous language found in verse 17, I could not stop thinking about this verse 14. So, just so you hear it, verse 17 says, "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye." Isn't that so pretty? It's no wonder people get caught in that part, right? But before that comes this little part of verse 14. Now, in this great story we call Revelation, which strikes fear into the hearts of many Christians because it's complicated and complex, and the imagery is so difficult to understand and follow that most people just pretend it's not there or they don't get it, so they don't read it. But it's this great allegory, this great story about John of Patmos sharing his vision. And in this section of his vision, an elder turns to him in the midst of great celebration and says, "Who are these people all around us, robed in white, and where have they come from?" Now, John, being clueless for most of this entire book of Revelation, says he does not know. And then the elder responds, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal." Now, I just think that is a beautiful image. The ones who have come out of the great ordeal. Now, we often read Revelation as a vision of the day of judgment or some blueprint of what the end times are going to look like. But this chapter is a vision of heaven. Multitudes from every nation gathering to sing praise to God. And who are those multitudes? Those who have come out of the great ordeal. Now, the Greek word we translate here as ordeal can also mean anguish or tribulation or distress. And since we know that the kingdom of heaven isn't just some place we go to when we die, but is available to us here and now, I find this verse to be so particularly helpful and hopeful. All these people singing here in this moment to God, these are the ones who have gone through the worst stuff life has to offer and have come through. There is a promise there that the worst stuff is not the final say. And then, even more importantly, if they don't make it out of that worst stuff on this side of eternity, there is a promise here that they have made it out on the other. See, the part the elder is talking about here isn't just every ordeal or any ordeal, but the great ordeal. The biggest one, death. We don't really like talking about this, but Sunday at my church was All Saints Sunday, a day we set aside to remember those who have gone before. We forget this part sometimes, that the great ordeal is about death. We forget the part that we believe that suffering and pain and anguish and yes, even death do not get the last word. We make it through. We will all persevere. There's this line we read at funeral services here at Prince of Peace that says, "For if we have been joined in a death like his, so shall we be joined in a resurrection like his." This is recognizing that we too die just like Jesus did, and so we are joined with him in the resurrection, just like he did. See, we will make it through. Here's why I find this one part of this one verse so compelling is because it's just a perfect description of hope. If you'll remember from Uplift's past, hope is the expectation of good, which is exactly what this is. No matter what you're dealing with, whatever ordeal or anguish you're suffering through, there is a reminder here that you will get to the good stuff. You too will make it through. You will come out of your present ordeal. And then you too will come through the great ordeal. Then we will all join with the people from every tribe and every nation, and God will lead us to streams of living water and wipe away our tears, and we will have made it through. That is hope. The promise that we will get through it, that we will make it, that we will make it through the great ordeal. That is the promise and the hope that we have in front of us as followers of God. So take that with you this week, Uplifters, and remember that we are people that live in hope. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.